Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 497.
It's Weekend Banter, and we've got special guest Will Connolly in the studio.
Awesome to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
AKA Egg Boy.
No, it's Egg Man. He's over 18 now.
Egg Man.
Mate, you've stolen his joke. That was the best joke I've ever heard.
I thought it was good. I told that one like what, 1 minute ago.
You see, mate, he's ruthless, isn't he?
I will thief as soon as it comes out of someone's mouth.
Next he'll be egging people. It's outrageous.
Mate, thanks for coming on the show. Jules Lund, who's done a lot for me in my life, connected you and I via email a little while ago. What's your take on Jules Lund, by the way?
Oh, mate, he's been an awesome role model. He's guided me. He's put me under his wing last few months. He took me up to Byron to the space convention where, you know, I learned probably, it was one of the best experiences of my life. I learned so much being around all these people. It honestly probably gave me faith for the future, which I didn't have. But nah, he's done like everything in life, you know. He's done like the fulfilling, talking, helping out people, like charity work with the Reach Foundation. And he's also gone and get away and just done crazy stuff like skydiving and with a limo with chicks, like modeling chicks waiting for him at the bottom. He's done everything in life, and now he's started up his own business. So like, yeah, he's got all the life experience as well. And I can call him at any time of the day and ask for advice.
Like, he's actually banned me from calling him. That's annoying. And Will's got the buddy. He's got the bat phone.
I'm so thankful for him, yeah.
It's interesting you talk about losing faith or not having that. Why do you think that was?
Well, I think our generation is pretty frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is the best time to be alive, which not a lot of people realize, they are real frustrated.
Mm.
Yeah. And I don't know, I just didn't. So I'm around, that was pretty loud. I'm around at school with a bunch of kids who, you know, they're going through puberty, they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pushing up against each other. And there's like that big ego. And I was brought out of that with all those people. And I realized like they all had the one thing in common. And it's life is like all about helping people and, you know, showing empathy. And that vibe that they all brought off rubbed off on me. And man, I just went to bed on the last night and I was like, I'm so excited for the future. And it was an amazing feeling.
So that was like a conference. I saw Jules posting stuff about it. And it's, you know, a couple of days in Byron Bay with some amazing thought leaders. And you actually spoke there, didn't you?
I did, yeah. He it was meant to be just a chat around the campfire in front of 30 people, and it was on the wouldn't have been 30 people. That's probably me being a bit arrogant, but no,
more or less.
Probably like 10.
Okay.
Probably like 10 people around a campfire on the first night, but it all started pissing down. The electricity went out, and like they needed someone to like kill some time, and they're like, Jules, Will, get up, and it was in front of 300 bloody people talking. Oh, and yeah, it's crazy. But I told my story, and I didn't. Like quite a few adults came up to me and told me like it was real inspiring, and I just wasn't expecting that as well.
What did you think of Byron Bay?
Well, I didn't really get to see it.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know after schoolies because I'm going up there.
Really?
Yeah, nice. In a few weeks.
How long are you going to spend up there?
A week.
Nice.
Yeah.
How silly.
It'll be bitter.
Because I never went to schoolies.
No, nor did I. I never did schoolies.
You didn't ever finish school. That's why I didn't go to schoolies.
Yeah, I know, but it was usually the kids that didn't finish school that somehow infiltrated schoolies.
We got one of them in our room, buddy. Damo.
It's always Damo.
Damo, don't do it, mate. You'll regret it, bro.
Yeah. He was meant to graduate in 05. Damo going strong.
What do they call it? Toolies.
I'm going to tell them to listen to our party. Love it.
Toolies. So just going back, what would have been 8 months ago?
Yeah. It was the 16th of March.
16th of March
was
when you egged Fraser Anning. But before that was very much more, it was normal life.
Yeah,
for
normal
you.
Life, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the lead up to when it happened and your story.
Yeah, so it was a day before I was at the climate change rally with Damo and Mac. We're in his car.
I mean, Damo's got a bit of time on his hands, doesn't he? At least he's doing
Damo's
good.
Damo's in his car. He's definitely got his license. He's off his P's so he can take everyone. It's perfect.
You're spot on. You're spot on. So we're like passionate, empowered. And then on the way home, we saw the video of the shooting in the car. And yeah, it was like emotionless. You know, this guy's just shooting people. It was like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't seem to show any emotion. Like,
this
what
was
is
the New Zealand
crazy?
Shooting,
yeah.
Was it?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christchurch shoot in the mosque. And 2 hours later, I read the statement So it's real raw. 2 hours later, I had a statement, you know, although the victims, they were not blameless, something along those lines. So subliminally blaming the victims for being there. Mm. And I was like, and then Damo picked me up in his Commodore and we were about to go get Domino's and I was like, do you want to come egg him? And it just seemed like the right thing to do. And so he didn't want to do it. I asked a few of my other mates, they didn't.
Damo, you fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Did you go to Domino's before you went?
No. I did that night, but not okay. The day before.
You still got the Domino's in.
Oh yeah. The Godfather? Do you get what pizza do you get?
I just get the $5 pepperoni.
Okay.
It's just a snack.
I mean, that's one of the great things about, I remember Domino's going to Endeavour Hills, you know, in the sort of early 2000s. And the $5 price range is very good.
Oh, it's elite.
And so you didn't have any eggs, I'm guessing?
No, I didn't at that stage. Got on the next morning. I ended up getting two mates who wanted to come and listen to him with me, but they didn't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. So I've rode my bike down to Moorabbin Station, which is like 10 minutes away from my home. And they were running late, so I was fuming, I was pissed off. Mm-hmm. So I just rode my bike, I went to Woolies, rode my bike there, went by myself, and I listened to him for an hour because I wanted him to change my mind. And I started to feel bad and sorry for him talking because I thought he was just like a twisted old man.
So did you have a backpack?
And I thought he was corrupted inside.
Yeah, what did you actually, like, paint the picture? Was it, had your bike, you've got a...
Well, it was my brother's bike, because mm-hmm. mine was at a mate's, and it was just a plastic bag hanging off the handlebar.
Okay, sure. With a full real dozen?
Six.
Six, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and then I put the eggs in my pocket, and I've had like five in my pocket in case they broke. And I listened to him, and I started to feel bad. I thought he was twisted. I saw a three-year-old there, some... Mm-hmm. Parent had brought his three-year-old. I'm like, you can't, like, what is this? Yeah, it's just speechless. And then he started saying more racist things like, oh, there's too many Muslims in Parliament. The Sudanese need to go back to where they came from. And then at that stage, I decided, well, I'm just going to egg him. And I started visualizing, like, do I throw it at him? Do I go up behind him and whatnot? And then I just, like, I just had an opportunity. I walked up, yeah.
And before we get to that.
Smashed the egg on his head.
How do you find out someone like Fraser Anning is speaking in Moorabbin? That's why I was like, why is the guy down there? What was he doing there? Very
piece,
convenient.
Piece of the puzzle that I forgot. Yeah. So after reading the statement, I shared it on Facebook and I said, we'd like to be face to face with this Muppet. And it was a figure of speech because I saw it was from Queensland. And someone who I know put it in the comment section. He's going to be in Moorabbin tomorrow. And I'm like, right. And I felt held to it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances of that he's just all of a sudden 10 minutes down the road from you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh, it's crazy. Stars aligned, I guess. Bit of fate going on.
And so at that point, I think everyone sees all these clips go out on social media. What I appreciated is the stern hand on your iPhone that did not budge when he slapped you in the face. And as a matter, that would have knocked my hand out. I would have fallen to the floor.
Oh yeah, I don't know. That was just all the adrenaline. I've been tackled to the ground. The police have taken me, you know, and they wanted to take me home, and I've asked them to just drive me to get lunch with my mates who were meant to come with me.
At Domino's?
I thought it was like a dumpling house. I can't remember the name of the shop. I can't really plug them here, so unfortunate to the. But because I thought I was going to get charged, I thought my life was over. I was shaking, and
was it one egg that you? So you said you had five eggs,
yeah.
And so you take one out of your pocket. Had any of them crushed?
Yeah, two of them had. Yeah.
So you've got egg in your pockets.
Yeah, I got it all.
And so you found one that was all good. Did you use your strong hand?
Right arm.
Uh-huh. Egging with my right arm. I mean, I do one thing. Like last night I was at the supermarket and I ate some chocolate macadamias without paying from the nut section. Yeah, very naughty. Yeah, I ended up buying $6 worth because try before you buy. That's what I thought the policy was. But I was so convinced everybody at that place was looking at me. They're like, oh, they've caught me.
Which is a good filter for why you shouldn't do it.
But when you're actually there to do something that you're not meant to, like having eggs in your pocket. Yeah, what's your heart rate?
Heart is crazy. Oh, just crazy. And I was sweating profusely.
Did someone look at you and just be like, you're all right, kid?
Oh, Because people were, he was saying stuff, everyone was clapping, and I was like pretending to clap because I just wanted to mix in. And I, some people like looked at me and I was like, oh shit, I've been fucking found out.
They're on to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the egg dripping down your leg at that point.
And so when it happens and he threw a few punches, what were you expecting? What was the visualization? What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, such a stupid visualization. I was expecting just walk out. Oh, and but yeah, I guess he, like the first slap was warranted. Like I'll give him that, you know, he's like fight, flight response instinct, turn around, seeing something smaller than him, you know, fight, slap me. But then he looked at me.
Yeah.
And whatever was next is unacceptable. I reckon I would, if it was me, I definitely would have wouldn't have acted like that.
Mm. But, yeah. And so you said that the police tackled you, did they? Or what?
No.
People tackled you and then the police came. What was the, what was that experience like and speaking to them, you know, through the whole process?
Well, the police were really, really supportive. They were awesome. I honestly don't really remember the whole episode. Probably have like a false third person memory of it because there was so much like adrenaline through it that my memory.
Mm-hmm. And you're watching the videos of yourself.
Yeah. It's like the video that I have the better memory of. Yeah. Mm. I just remember lying there, just like knowing to stay calm because the police were like coming. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, because those Gronks had you in headlocks and stuff. I was thinking, I hope you can breathe at that point.
Yeah, no, I was whispering under my breath, I can still breathe.
To them?
Yeah.
God.
I'm a bit of a smarter.
We're not actually racist, mate. We just fucking have to do this. It's so
interesting. And so did you get a sense the day before that you were about to do something that was going to get so much attention?
No, mate. It was meant to be like a personal thing for me to hear. I was trying to get him before he walked in, but I got there late. Mm-hmm. I did, yeah. And there was police outside and there was a big protest, people yelling and screaming. Yeah, so I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The video, I was meant to just send it to like a group of five of my mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when did it hit you, the gravity of the situation?
So probably when I woke up the next morning, but when I was out for lunch, when I went to lunch, my friend, she was scrolling through Facebook and saw a video of it already within like 20 minutes.
And so what happened? So Tommy's been involved in as a, being a kid and police and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've never... Were you handcuffed and shit? What actually happened?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. And so was it that experience? Do you actually like go to the police station and have to like say it? Like,
so I went and wrote up my statement like a few days after. So no.
And so was that
they literally
prompted...
just drove me to lunch.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's great. Didn't have to worry about Damo.
Yeah. Damo picked me up and dropped me home.
Solid Damo.
Damo called mom and was like, have you seen what happened? Mum's like, nah. And yeah, I don't know. She just screamed and dropped through a phone at the roof.
Yeah.
And so how long was that after that mum worked out what had happened?
Well, 45 minutes because I called her before asking to transfer me some money because I wanted to go out that night. So I thought I could get the money soon. I could might be able to go out after, but that didn't turn out like that. I was not allowed.
Nah, understandable. Yeah. I think, Josh, you like gauging the scale of influx that you would have received after that. So it's like 40 minutes after mum finds out, you know, the next day your friend sees it on Facebook and then it snowballs right for you.
Yeah. I remember getting home, I gained like my mate's like, oi, make your account public so you can get more followers. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty handy idea.
And was this Damo?
No, this was Lee. This is Lee.
Your social media strategist.
Yeah. Is Damo on Instagram?
He is, yeah.
Okay.
Damon.Orlando.
Great.
Follow him, Mr. 97 from our account, please.
So I gained like 200. Oh, that's pretty handy. And then I went to bed. I was like 40,000. And someone like screenshots like, holy shit, Will, you're Insta famous now. And I went to bed and woke up and it was 660,000. And I was like, poor.
And
it's like, what do I do?
Tommy and I were talking the other day about we've never really been socially, like we haven't been part of big conversations. We're going out and protesting. Feels like younger people are doing that more. They're going out on the streets. Before this, were you sort of more socially conscious and thinking about these things?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had my opinions. Yeah, definitely.
And Is it something that, like, within your peer group, like, I remember school days, like, everyone had sort of their, you know, you had your different areas within the school in regards to, like,
social groups.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was the theatre, you know, arts type of thing.
So I don't, not at my school. We are all together.
That's cool.
Well, it's, yeah, it's really good. It's really different to other schools.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so what was the reaction within your year level?
Oh, they were just patting me on the back, telling me good job. But that I really like respected the year, my year level in the year below. Because when I went to school the next day, like they still treated me normal and they weren't like pandering me and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like, yeah. So that was amazing. I remember a cool story is like when I was playing Jack in the Pack at lunch.
Mm-hmm. Jack in the Pack. Lunch. Oh, classic game.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't banned it. I'm sure that there was.
Oh, and. But the whole fucking school was like in a circle. I was looking around and I was like, yeah.
And so it obviously got around. What did who comes out that surprised you from a support point of view? The people that you didn't necessarily think that you'd get that support from?
Well, just everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Mm. Like every single one of the followers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But my coordinator like walked past and they gave me a salute. They were all the teachers were all told not to talk about it by the principal.
Sure.
But yeah, no, they that was patting me on the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. And
yeah.
So like that conversation where the principal's telling the teachers, you know, don't talk about it. Was there a bit of the PR panic where it's like all of a sudden you've had this thing happen? Did you start thinking like my head would go into a place of what have I posted online before? What do I need to put? Have I put out my address anywhere?
Yeah. So I had to go and try and clear all of my social media and I was terrified because my birthday just happened. And I was like scared of what my friends were going to post because, you know, on the birthday post, everyone tries to stitch you up. But luckily,
I remember those days. Doesn't happen, mate. When you get to 30 plus, it won't happen.
Yeah.
It's less. You hope it doesn't. it's such a fascinating thing because is there a sense that did you have inside at all that you felt like I've done the wrong thing? You might be getting positive affirmation from people, but then you go, okay, I'm getting that side, but I'm also getting just this, you know, you're seeing the news articles. Like, was there a sense where you felt that inside or?
Only in the first day.
Okay.
So when I told that, like I was going to get charged and stuff like that. Yeah. Cause I don't, yeah. What it stood for.
Mm.
Don't regret.
Yeah.
And plus so much more positive things came out of it. So. Mm.
Well, so from what I read, the court cost or the legal fees, someone set up a GoFundMe page or a FundMe page for you. And then fast forward, it had raised nearly $100,000. Tell us about that.
Oh, I just remember seeing it first and it was like $300. And I thought that was amazing. But it just kept going. I just could not believe it. Could not believe it. Yeah, I decided to donate it because I didn't feel like it was my money. I would have felt unjust if I kept all of it. I mean, in hindsight, it would have been nice to have kept a little bit of it, but no.
It would have been for schoolies budget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get the boys a nice house. Yeah.
Get Damo something nice.
Get something for his commie.
Yeah.
But how does it work at that stage with, I've never set up a GoFundMe or any of those kind of donation things. How do those sites work when there's all this money coming in? And did you set it up?
No, not me.
So you didn't set it up. That's the clear definition.
I didn't set it up, no.
So then who sets it up and how do you work out who set it up?
Well, yeah, he contacted us. So pretty lucky because he could have just kept the money himself. He was a good bloke. So
who was he? Like, what's he got to do with it?
Like, he just liked what I did and set it up.
Thought
it was a good idea. Obviously was.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, so he's seen something happen. He's like, okay, I'm going to start this. But then it starts getting lots and lots of cash and you obviously don't get charged and you don't need to spend a whole heap of money on legal fees. And you end up giving it away. What's the conversation when it gets to $90,000+ and you're like, I want to do this with it? What's that conversation with him?
Mate, he's just like, he just wanted to give me all the money.
Mm.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, what have you learnt? You know, hindsight, looking back, it's obviously changed your life. You've had some amazing opportunities since. What stands out as the biggest lessons? Oh,
I've learned so much. It's looking back at hindsight of the rest of my life, that is I've learned that everyone who has like a big stigma around them is just like a normal human like you, me, right, and you, you guys, right? So I've learned that. I've learned that.
What does that mean?
So like, you know how everyone, so like if you see an AFL player, right, at the pub, people won't treat them as a normal person. Mm-hmm. They'll treat them, you know what I mean? Like when you're watching footy players, you won't necessarily think like they're a real person. Learned that. That's obviously not the most important thing I've learned.
But that's really interesting. So yeah, I mean, so you gained an empathy for
100%
for the people who are in the public eye, because people see, I guess, that one-dimensional thing. They see, you know, Egg Boy. They see almost a caricature that you played in a moment, but it doesn't necessarily show them who you are.
Which really like screwed with me in the head, which I'd like to talk about later. But I learned probably like the key to life is literally just helping people and doing things for other people. Mm-hmm. Like life is never as pure as when you're helping people. Cause I've had like that bit of fame, I've partied, I've played like high level baseball, like traveled to America for it and had that grind.
Did you ever play
lifestyle.
Softball? Sorry, not softball, T-ball.
When I was real young. Yeah.
I played T-ball and everyone.
It's toddlers, right? Yeah.
No, you can play. I was playing up until probably I was 12, but never made it past the T. Well, it's just good to be a bit of baseball banter.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy it. And
I love my baseball.
So you actually, do you say you traveled for the baseball stuff?
Yeah, I traveled interstate and ended up, my team went to America. We finished second in the world.
Amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah, no. That was went back in year 9 where I peaked when I was talking about before.
Peaking in year 9.
Yeah, it's annoying to peak. You still got time, mate.
So honestly, like life's never as pure as when you're helping people, doing things for other people. Mm-hmm. I had a third thing, but I forgot. But that's definitely the most important thing that I've learned.
Mm-hmm. So helping people before this, what was your connection with that?
Before this, I wanted to be a counselor. But then I got this massive platform. I thought I could help people on a way bigger scale, make much more of an impact. And someone said to me in that space in Byron, where Jules took me up, said, mate, I know you want to be a counselor. Don't do it. I'm like, why? He's like, well, you can't make a personal connection with that person because you have a client. And you have this wall up and you can't connect. Like you can't go get a coffee with them after. And I was like, wow, that really struck a chord with me. Mm. So, yeah.
And so that having...
I wanted to play baseball and then a counselor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, baseball, being into a sport that's not massive in Australia, what's the thought there?
Oh, so when we were in America, there were all these kids coming up and girls coming up wanting us to like sign their ball.
They knew who you were. They knew that you're an Australian team.
Yeah. That all the locals were all wearing. They loved us. They were all wearing. Our merch was the only team that sold out.
Wow.
And we come back to Australia, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And so, what were you? Were you a pitcher, or were you like, what was your position?
I was a pitcher and a catcher. Mm-hmm. So my knees and my back are screwed. Mm-hmm. I got scoliosis, spinal lyphosis, I think it's called, and Sherman's disease in my back. And that's all from catching. So
I mean, yeah, sports people can just get lucky and have a career without injuries.
Yeah.
You mentioned that it rattled you, that sort of realization, early stages after this happened. Mm. Explore that with us.
So I was pretty much tearing myself apart on the inside because there was Egg Boy, which everywhere I went was like, Egg Boy, Egg Boy, Egg Boy. And they saw me for my courage and I guess my stupidity, not realizing it was a press release. And someone who stands up for what they believe in, which is all good, right? But I felt like there was way more depth to me than that. And I wanted to be known as more than that. And I just couldn't. I didn't know what to do. Didn't know how. And it really like messed with my head for a few months, yeah.
Mm. And how does that personally reveal itself? How do you identify that it's – how are you acting as a result of feeling this way? What's
that? So I just become more – isolated in myself.
Yeah.
I felt like the least loneliest person but the most loneliest person at the same time because everyone's coming up to you wherever you go. But yeah, somehow I feel lonely, yeah. Mm. So like gain that understanding for how other, I guess, high profile people feel, yeah. Mm.
So was there a point where you were pushing back on, I don't want to be connected with this anymore, I don't want that to be the legacy or the thing I'm known for?
Well, I came to learn that I can slowly, gradually like shift it into which direction I want to put it in. There was times where I was like, I wish this could go away, but I also would never have changed it ever because it brought happiness to people, you know. People laughed when they saw the video, helped out the victims. The money helped out the victims, so yeah.
I could imagine something like this, there's also, along with the positive affirmation you're getting, some negativity that can be scary. Is there anything that happened that sort of rattled you in terms of your personal safety or?
Yeah. So some bozo rang the school and said that there were like 10 people out to get me outside of the school or outside of my house in the next 3 days. That probably scared mum more than it scared me.
Oh,
to be honest, it scared me for about an hour and then I realised it's probably not going to happen. Mm.
What does the school do in that situation?
Well, we had police circling the school in my house. I left school early and late for a couple of days.
Mate, I would have pulled a sickie, to be honest. Yeah. If that was me, mate, I wouldn't have gone to school. To
I wish I could have pulled a sickie for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
But
So how do you stay?
I'm glad I stayed.
Yeah, so yeah. How do you get through it and actually stay in school? Was it, how did you not have that as an option? I think that it would be fair to say, I don't want to fucking have to do this anymore. I don't want to do this whole school thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how did you come to the conclusion of like, no, I need to stay, I need to be going, even in these hard times?
I took it day by day. I felt when everything was messing with my head, school was the only place I felt normal because everyone treated me the exact same. Mm-hmm. So that was a massive part in it. I wanted to drop out. I definitely did because I wanted to focus on this and like strike while the iron's hot, which isn't necessary. Which, you know, if you do anything rushed, I think it's bad for you because you make the wrong decision. And I decided I wanted to drop out. Yeah, and then I was about to take action on it, and something just didn't feel right in my stomach, so I didn't do it.
What was the friction point before you got to that point? What sort of conversations were you having with mum and with the teachers about it?
Well, quite frankly, I don't think I learned any life skills at school. Mm. I learned some until like year 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the rest you're just learning marks. So I'm thinking this is useless. Like, why am I here?
Which I think is a common thing. I think that's 100%. The interesting thing. So it's like, I found the final 4 months or whatever of school crazy hard because it's like, don't even want to do the exams, all that sort of thing. But then have something like this that's such a big thing that would even sort of destabilize even more.
Yeah. Well, thing is, if I had have dropped out, like what would have I substituted that 6 hours a day? I didn't have a career. Mm. I didn't know what I wanted to do necessarily. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have caused more problems. I mean, my reflection, you're about to head into exams. My reflection on school, I didn't finish. I left in year 10, is that the things that are hard getting through it, like I'd encourage any kid to stay in complete school because it's about the completion of something in life, being able to stick at it, whether it's forced or not,
100%.
To be able to make it through.
100%, because I just graduated and I'm glad I stayed.
Yeah, how good you get to. Yeah.
There's a self-esteem to
100%.
Just having completed it with it. Like I remember that being like the arguments I'd have with my mum was just, she's like, I don't care how you go in the exams, but you're doing the exams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting. Just the idea of just getting through and completing it and knowing that experience.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
It's like having a job too. Mm. It's not really about the job, especially when you're growing up. Have you had much experience in the workforce yet?
No. I worked at a fish and chip shop for 2 shifts.
Did you?
And then Egg Boy happened.
Oh, really? So yeah. you stayed?
Surely you could have done like a special burger with 2 eggs or something, you know?
I called the boss up that night. I'm like, I can't come into work tomorrow. The media, it was outside my house. They will follow me to work. And he's like, he didn't speak good English. And he's like, I don't understand. And I was like, I just can't come. He's like, I don't understand. I'm like, do you have Facebook? He's like, no.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, mate, but see ya. Like,
you're gonna just text in the clip.
And yeah. And so what have you been to the fish and chip shop since?
No, I haven't.
Really?
No. Oh.
Surely you've got to find out.
I haven't gone inside.
Okay, so you've walked past it.
Yeah.
Do you know, did the boss then, like surely you eventually connected the dots. He's like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah,
it all makes sense.
Surely
now.
He did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine when something like this happens, you start looking to other people that have gone through the same thing as you or had conversations with people who have experienced
it. It's pretty specific though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a different version. A
very much different version. Yeah. I mean, you could speak to...
Being put into limelight, being turned into a meme.
Instantly. Yeah. Have you spoken to other people in the same scenario?
I actually haven't.
That's just me. I'll look for a bit.
I couldn't think of anyone else. Like, I guess you have Corey Worthington. Mm-hmm. That's pretty different. Like, this is so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's
unusual.
There's nothing else like it. There's literally nothing else like it. Like, someone said to me, your Instagram following has only blown up in 2 days, like twice, like you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you think about, Tommy and I were talking about this, even reality shows, in the time that it happened, people don't get huge followings nowadays, that quickly.
When Gary V says Instagram, what is it, reach is dead.
Yeah. Well, are you on TikTok? Are you doing TikTok?
I have done a few.
Yeah.
They're
just funny ones though that I'm mocking.
How much sort of exploration of what you want to do now has there been, you know, and what you can do with the audience?
Do you speak to the careers counselor?
No. I think it's a bit beyond them.
They're a bit rattled.
Yeah.
Did they say, hey, Will, like, let's have a conversation?
They're probably still waiting for me to come in. Well, obviously I could like completely sold myself out and like got like an egg partnership. Easter was like 2 months later, so I could like made a deal with Cadbury. But like I could see myself running down and it's like, oh, what's that in my pocket? That's a heroin addiction shit. Like it's not fulfilling, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Cadbury so to heroin. Yeah. That's a quick one.
Yeah. So I just wanted to go through like a fulfilling path. I think I want to do public speaking and at the moment I want to teach life skills that isn't taught in school.
Yeah.
Teach shit that school should.
Mm.
What do you think those skills are?
How to have a deeper connection with other people, how to have a deeper connection with yourself, stuff like that.
Were you talking about these things with like your mates, Damo and stuff? Are you in the car having these deep conversations?
Yeah.
Down at Point Ormond, you got your Domino's pizza.
No, we have like mad deep conversations, our mates and I. Yeah. Like occasionally we'd like always say one thing you dislike about each other and one thing you like and we go around in the circle. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if, I think I had a pretty deep connection with my mates at that time, but I was definitely the unusual ones talking about talking about all this stuff like self-development.
But is this not, because I always wonder this, because I feel like I had the same experience when I was younger. Is this a rite of passage that we all have, that we all end up reading like Seneca and philosophy books and sort of having those moments? I guess to that point, it makes sense that there needs to be some, if you could wrap it around in some form of, you know, education or part of the system, that could be helpful.
I think the school system is forced learning. So you come and they tell you what you're going to learn that day. Yeah.
And it just breeds ego because everyone's got their own individual mark. So we need to teach more collaboration as well. Just let kids like be kids and explore and like bang their elbow on the tree and learn. You know, like simple stuff like that. Because yeah, everyone's climbing on top of each other. There's a big ego. I've watched my friends deteriorate. Mm-hmm. I did a real good Instagram post on it about all my opinions on it. Remove the score and teach people how to find their like passion and find their desire as well. That's like probably the most important thing.
I did
read
that.
Take a look at Finland.
It was great. I read that. I mean, and I read that that's coming from a 17-year-old kid and I was not thinking those things at 17.
And we're part of the problem because we call Mr. 97 because he got an ATAR score of 97. Yeah. Well, so we're definitely, I got in my 40s.
Well, the thing is just, so like school's like, so the product of school systems, the marks, with the private schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumers are the adults. So if you don't buy the product, then it'll break. So
yeah.
That's what we've got to do.
And so what sort of content, what are you consuming every day? What do you like watching and listening to?
memes on Instagram and Facebook. I don't got my phone that much. I like Kerwin Ray. I follow him on Instagram. He's an absolute beast.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about him? Because he's a very business focused sales sort of marketing.
True. I just like his quotes that he posts and his way of life and thinking. Yeah, like how, like the gratitude and how be grateful for all the things that have happened for you. Like he says, things don't happen to you, they happen for you, so you can all learn from it. And it's just a good way, positive way of looking at life, I think.
Mm. And so are you doing a gap year next year? Is that the plan, or what's the plan?
So I like to organize Camp America so I can wait for my friends to get money to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go to the longest day of the year party in Mykonos with Lee, my great mate.
Solid.
And I'd like to travel a third world country. I still haven't fully decided, just to gain extra perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Camp America, I looked into that, got the applications. Is that what you're talking about? Yep. You go and be a teacher in? Yep. Oh, that'll be great.
Mm.
It's, I started looking when I was a bit too old.
Demo age.
It was a tool.
It was at the time
is
I had
a Demo comp- still able to go to Camp America, I wonder? it's super exciting. And so the friendships, how does this type of thing affect friendships?
Yeah, so right now my friendships are pretty solid, they're good, but I could see the people that were treating me differently because I wanted something to gain, and I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of girls that I'd been to parties with. I'd know them, I'd said hello to them a few times, didn't know them that well. They'd show me, you know, not like a normal kid.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him a few chats, go off and have a beer and whatnot. But I saw them at Village Bell in St Kilda. And, you know, they were
good
all
pub.
Yeah, it's good joint. And they were all all over me straight away. And I like, oh, it's great. Like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I liked it, but I didn't. Like, looking back, you know, you're like, shit, they don't really like me for me. They like me for my status, I guess. That's how I felt.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's
it's a self-aware thing.
Self-aware thing.
I feel like Tommy would have been at that age.
Shots.
It's got nothing to do with the eggs, and that's why you didn't do it.
But that's why that kind of stuff doesn't happen to people like me. I don't think you can sometimes look at people in Hollywood and the fame happens to the wrong person.
Well, the heroin thing's interesting, right? Like, that's a super aware thing to connect those dots of, if I do a deal with a chocolate company, if I go for the instant gratification, all of this sort of stuff, that it's going to get to there.
Yeah.
Who scared that? Like, who created that story for you?
Well, you just see it everywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I can just see it from people. I recently read Scar Tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Anthony Kiedis' biography. Good book.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, I mean, he had an unbelievable sort of upbringing, and he's at the crazy end of life.
Yeah, but he's also come the full circle, which is good. But nah, sometimes I wish I could just have more fucking fun and not worry about these things.
And so why?
But I don't. I still do.
Why do you feel like you can't have that fun?
I know, like simple. Oh, like, so specifically with girls, like a lot of the time I'll think like, oh, well, are they just liking me for my status?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's another consideration that you have to make
based on the back of my
realities.
Mind, yeah.
But how else is Will have fun? Like, how else can you bring more fun into your life?
Oh, no, I still have a whole lot of fun with my mates, 100%.
And so do you think it's harder now to make new friends?
Well, yes and no, because people always give their best version of themselves to me, which is the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's like a smart kid, he's going to be, because like, so for example, like a smart kid's not going to act super smart to other people, but he'll act super smart to me. And I can pick that and I can be like, yo, I want to be fucking best friends with you because you're gonna lift me up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so having an audience, it's a very specific audience that have come from one specific thing. How have you reconciled what you've done, the audience that you've gained from it, and then this type of content you want to do now?
Well, so, yeah, that's tough because like, yeah, I have a big sense of justice, right? It's like through my past, there's been a lot of incidents where it's like represented that, but it's not what I'm like fully passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to find what I'm fully passionate about. And as I said, I can definitely see myself doing public speaking and to make money to travel. But after traveling, I could still see myself doing public speaking after that.
Did you feel the pressure to push the justice thing up?
Yeah, but I just need to like go with my gut and day by day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's super self-aware because I feel like in that moment you'd be like, ah, people are positioning me as this guy who's done this thing and I can even push that even further and they'll love it even more. But it's being able to listen to yourself, I think, is super powerful.
Yeah.
It's rapid learning.
Yeah, I've learned like a lifetime's worth in 8 months.
Do you feel the pressure to work this out quickly? Do you feel?
From other people, they try and pressure me all the time. My friends like, mate, fucking T-shirt line, do it.
It is Damo.
Has Damo got a screen printing business already? He's got it all dialed in.
Oh, God. No,
so has Damo got custom number plates?
No, not yet.
No, he fucking will, though.
Damo's buying a car for $500, driving it up to the farms and shredding it.
Really?
Drifting, yeah.
It's a great idea. Damo?
Hey, he's copping a lot of shit. He's a smart man. He is.
No, we love Damo. He's going to be our business advisor from now on.
Yeah. And so Damo saying, mate, T-shirts.
Yeah, so everyone's like, mate, T-shirts, mate, Instagram deal, mate, this, that. I'm like, and time will take its course. Like, yeah. If I like give the truth out, my truth out to everyone else, I'm going to get everyone else's truth or the truth that I want back.
Right. Do people just love giving advice?
Yeah, yeah. But I listen to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked out a mechanism to work out good advice versus bad advice?
If whatever it feels like inside of me, whether it feels right or wrong.
Mm. How many conversations outside of Damo has been relating to money?
Oh, a lot. I don't care about money. Like, honestly, my goal in life is to be spiritually rich. Not rich.
Why you go to Domino's?
You're safe.
Yeah.
Oh, spiritual awakening that happens in Domino's, mate.
Yeah. If you follow
a massive one.
Don, the CEO, he's like the Australian CEO. Very interesting. I've stopped following because I ended up fucking ordering their big New York style pizza from it because he's so good at selling because the CEO goes into the kitchen and says, oh, this is our new creation. And he talks it through and. Well, that sort of thing.
What's been a standout conversation that you've had with somebody that has come into your world? Could be super famous or just an average punter like Damo.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have a think about it and standout conversation.
Do an Insta story for us and we'll put it on our Instagram.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll definitely. Yeah, it'll come to me. It'll come. I got a question for you guys, right? So if this happened to you, what would you, because you guys are like creative as, what would you guys do? Would probably the exact same thing?
Well, I think like Josh said before, if it happened to me at your age, I think it would have been a nightmare for my parents, for me in my future. And I don't think I would have handled it. Yeah. But then I think about that's why it doesn't happen to people like me, because I wouldn't have been equipped to handle it. If things like that happen now, I think there's a bunch of learnings Josh and I have made from not having it and being inquisitive to people like you who it's happened to. So, but then I actually truly don't know what it would.
It seems like it'd be pretty shocking if I did it. Like I think that, and so based on that, yeah, I like the idea. You know, like the what did you were talking about the visualization of the, you know, doing the egg thing. Mm. What was the visualization afterwards? Like, what were you visualizing, like, life after this? What do you visualize when you're 19?
Yeah, well, honestly, I just wanted to go and party. That's what I wanted to do at the start. Yeah, pretty much.
And so where does that change come?
Change? Well, it was just that night. I just wanted to go out straight away. There was a formal after party on and I was imagining myself there and fuck, I wanted to go and I couldn't.
And so you sucked. But you've definitely had a change of heart or a different perspective.
Yeah.
And so for you, it's not all about the partying and things like that now.
Yeah.
Was that moment the catalyst for that? Or do you think that that's even over communicated in the media? Like, well, I guess the media, we say like the sort of hero's journey or whatever.
I've always wanted to party until I was a certain, until like my glory days were over, and then I just wanted to knuckle down.
Well, your glory days finished in year nine, remember?
Yeah.
So you're done.
Yeah. Oh, slow descent from there.
And so
no, but I think
what is the narrative? So the narrative, so the visualization, give us a year by year blow until you're 30.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'd go travel. I'd like to go to like every country, come back. One thing I would love to do is to go to the Amazon and trip ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to do that. Mum's like, will.
Yeah, mum's like, absolutely not. Nah. Cause you worry, don't worry, my mum said the same when I said that. She said, don't you dare do that. I won't. Like,
gain wisdom and teach it. Teach it. Yeah, I don't know what that
And so like. That's like the difference between that and partying. A bit of a difference there. So do you see this time where it's like, okay, I'm partying, and then that's slowly going to fade out?
Yeah. It's going to fade out.
What's the
probably be like mum and party extremely hard, like once or twice a year.
Just go real hard, New Year's Eve type of deal.
She's shaking her head saying, no, that does not happen. I don't know who he's talking about.
What do you like about the, what do you like about party? Because I only started drinking, I'm 29, I only started really drinking this year. Really? Later adopter. What is it about partying that you enjoy?
Oh, it's just good fun, good vibes. I love music as well. Mm-hmm. Although I don't really like new music. I like old music. But,
like 70s, what do you like?
Yeah, 70s, 80s.
Do you listen to Gold FM? Is that
I do.
Smooth? Do you like smooth or
sometimes,
too soft?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, the party thing is just, there's a fun vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, most people are out to have fun. Yeah. I think that's where, I got caught up in that for sure. Just it's a patterning thing. It's like every weekend.
But where are you going for 70s music?
Nowhere. Headphones.
Yeah.
But nah, that's just music I like to listen to in my spare time. Mm-hmm. But like doof music's also fun.
I saw
The SB actually. The SB plays some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good music.
Yeah, I like the SB.
I saw Hilltop Hoods and a bunch of these bands offered you lifetime passes to come to their shows.
Yeah, they did.
Delivered up to their deal?
Yeah, Hilltop have. I met the boys at Groove in the Moo backstage. Had a good chat to them. Bunch of legends, yeah.
That's so nice. And
I saw them at Splendor. But I didn't go back. I just wanted to enjoy it because I was doing a lot of interviews. I just wanted to go out in the Martian party.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How many people see you? They don't know where they know you from, but they know your face.
That is the most awkward, funny thing.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that they're looking at you like three times. Uh-huh. And you just want to wave at them. You're like, yes.
Yes. And have you had interactions where you've had to say, have you ever uttered the words, yes, I'm Egg Boy?
Yeah, I have.
What's been the weirdest?
Some girls like come up to me and pretend they don't know who I am, and I can tell that they're pretending they don't know who I am. I'm like,
they're negging you. Yeah. You're being negged, Will.
Oh, that's so fun,
mate. What a weird experience. I think your self awareness is commendable for someone who's just turned 18.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't wait to see your journey over the next.
Thanks. I can't wait to. Wherever it'll go, it'll be awesome.
Yeah. Learn. Including ayahuasca, and you got to be prepared to vomit and shit your pants and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've done my research, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Ready for it. It's just like a big...
So also the thing is people say it's like unearned wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. Which I agree with to an extent, but I've got this massive platform. I have like responsibility, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. What is your audience like? What Insta stories? Have you ever done a poll? Do people like polls?
Yeah, I've done. So the education post that I did, that went nuts. Hundreds and hundreds of responses. I did a question up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one since things kind of died down a little bit.
What about fun stuff like on the part? If you go out, have you got rules? Like if you're getting pissed, do you not post on Instagram or?
Yeah, I do some stories, but yeah. I'll like ask my friends what they think.
Yeah, sure.
But then bloody Damo.
Don't ask Damo. Post. More post. Swipe up. How many times has Damo requested a swipe up?
Oh, Damo asks for a tag every fucking time.
Do you do meditation? Are you into
Every day.
Do you use a specific app?
I just do the silent one or some. Yeah, I got to try to do a mantra though, because one of my friends, he meditates. He told me a mantra's pretty good, but I haven't tried a mantra.
I like, what's that? TND, where you have a word.
Is transcendental like is the one that you have to pay to do the course sort of thing.
Which uses the phrase to sort of repeat in your mind.
Yeah. I've been doing that for like a year and a half. Changes everything. You know, you just feel more energy, less stressed. You can control your thoughts. Yeah, it's real humbling. It's awesome.
And who encouraged you to do that?
So we used to watch like a lot of like I just like learn on YouTube about stuff about life. And it said benefits of meditation. So I just pressed on it and looked at the benefits. I was like, oh, that would be pretty handy to have. I might have a crack. And then it worked. So doing it.
I wonder if there will ever be a movie made about a person who is raised and doesn't go to school but just does everything on YouTube. That'd be an interesting
like documentary type
like
thing.
It takes 18 years to create.
Yeah.
But it's just... I mean, that's maybe just young kids
but
now.
I do enjoy that. I like the unpretentious answer. It's not like, you know, I had this experience with a guru. It's literally like, yeah, it was suggested videos.
Yeah, Kelwood Ray was rocking it.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
But now that I don't have school, I just like this morning, the last 3 mornings, I literally just like rolled out of bed and just meditated instantly because I can have time and I can chill. It's so good. Sometimes 2 times a day as well.
I wish I had that life.
Do you guys do it?
I meditate. Yeah.
I've done it once in the past 2 weeks. I need to get. I bought the Sam Harris app.
Okay.
Is it day one of 50?
Yeah.
But he's been on day one for 14 days.
For a decent. I'm wondering whether to start back at one.
Yeah, start back at one.
How good is it?
Just keep going. Yeah, it's great. My mum's a meditation teacher, yoga teacher.
Oh yeah.
So she's been on the bandwagon for many years. I mean, it's such an old art. It's an old teaching, you know, meditation. It's been around for centuries, hundreds and hundreds of years. And so it's just now it's very noisy and there's a lot of people talking about
exactly right.
Which I think there's only positivity that comes from it. So
I'm thinking of have you done fasting?
Dopamine fasting.
No, like
16.
Like for not nights. Eating for, yeah, no. 16 hours.
Have you seen Matt D'Avella's video? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd say that after
watching.
What's
the benefits of fasting?
Well, it depends. The thing is he lost this, our mate Matt D'Avella lost weight doing it, which he's not planning. He wasn't trying to lose weight. But it's just there's meant to be all these benefits around blood sugar levels and things like that.
Metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
What do you eat for breakfast?
I have 2 Weet-Bix with these like oats, yogurt and some blueberries. And then I have a milkshake with egg, banana, yolk, yogurt. Egg, banana, what did I just say?
Egg, banana, milk,
and yogurt.
Egg, banana.
Yeah, that's what I have for breakfast.
Egg, banana, milk, and yogurt.
Yeah.
It's a good
after
smoothie.
After having the, you're smashing a lot of calories, but you're doing the gym work to be able to do it.
Yeah. I've had that milkshake for since I was in primary school.
Yeah. Yeah, milkshakes. Like it's a pretty, what do you think, TJ? A milkshake for breakfast?
I think it's just the word he's using, milkshake.
You're not saying smoothie.
You could say smoothie and everyone would be like, that's a great bloody breakfast.
But milkshake, that's
when you say milkshake, I think it's as you get a bit older, people start really judging you for having milkshakes at breakfast.
Yeah. If unless our mate Trev, he goes milkshake.
You're not putting Milo in it or anything,
no,
are you?
No.
So it's a smoothie.
No, it's milkshake. Yeah, what was it?
Okay. Smoothie.
What was in it?
So what is it?
Banana. No egg.
Egg, banana.
No, he puts egg in it.
Yeah.
Was that a new thing, part of the rebrand? No, you've always had an
always
egg in
had it.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put raw egg.
Yeah. Banana.
Yeah.
Milk. Yogurt.
Egg, banana, milk, and yogurt. It's hard to say.
So funny. I used to do egg in my smoothies when I was younger. I'm such a big baby now. I won't do it. Yucky.
I would
just can't taste it.
I know that's the thing. You can't taste it. I thought I was awesome back when I was going to the gym. For some reason, I'd have heaps of eggs. I just blew
super
it.
Super swole. Mate, you got to watch the new documentary with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. It's called Game Changers. I've gone vegetarian for the past week.
You have done
it? Yeah,
oh, how do you feel?
I feel horrendous. That's fine. I've been eating a lot of fucking too many carbs, too many, but missing 97.
Mate, you had a pizza for lunch.
Yeah, I did.
You had a mozzarella pizza.
A bit better than Domino's. But yeah, I think the thing is that what they're actually doing is it's not maybe less meat. It's about like having plant, like having heaps of plants.
Okay, yeah.
And so if you're going to do what you need to do the plant bit. You need to be eating salads and vegetables. Mm. And have you heard people talking about
it? Oh, yeah. I've seen a video and it's like, how do you be as strong as an ox? And it's like, well, an ox doesn't eat fucking meat.
Yeah, exactly.
No shit.
By that big, big, muscly man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he got me.
It's a good rule. Like, I think it's not a fad diet being a vegetarian.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
It's
a lifestyle.
It's just a choice not to do it. I think, if anything, intermittent fasting is a fad over something like being a vegetarian. Fad, though,
now, the interesting thing is that all of these things have been wrapped up in like tradition and religion. Like, think about like all the religions that have fasting or they have like vegetarianism. Like, all these things have existed for years and years and years. Even meditation, like a lot of it's fucking prayer. Like, all of these things have like a bunch of
connection.
Overlap.
But I think the difference is that there's what's sustainable. Being a vegetarian is super sustainable to not only from an environmental thing, but as in a lifestyle thing versus these other ones that sort of a bit extreme from the get-go. Have you got any rules like personal health, like health rules?
Will's
or just
rules to life.
Will's rules to life?
No, just everything in moderation. I'm going to drink, moderation.
It's a good rule. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't have one, but he got one. Yeah, no, moderation is the rule. So,
like, I have broken the rule before.
Yeah,
like,
it's not like we all.
Once a year, like your mum.
Just, yeah. No, I don't really have. I just take things as it comes. No.
Yeah.
Set rules, I think. Because, like, there'll be a time comes where that rule will need to be broken. So.
Mm-hmm. The smartest man in the room, or, well, according to his ATAR, his score, Mr. 97. Is there anything about Will's journey that you've been fascinated seeing from the outside?
To be honest, mate, I'm actually super impressed. Like, that's such a difficult thing to do. Like, even though like there's all this positive support and stuff for it, it's massive having all that attention on you. So I'm super impressed by you, man. It's great.
Thanks.
There we go. It wasn't really a question, but it was a very nice thing to say.
It's super lovely. I think
it's time to end.
End it on the most lovely thing said all day.
And you're going to send us a video of that. What was the answer? There was an answer that you couldn't give to us. You're going to do it.
The one conversation that you've had that sort of blew you away could be the craziest person, like, oh my God, I'm speaking to the bloody Prime Minister.
So you don't have to answer it now. Do it as a video and we'll put it on our stories.
Yeah. Tag me, tag Josh, tag Damo, and also and tag the Daily Talk.
And do a swipe up of Damo. what's happening?
Mum's trying to give me a cue. I can't understand. Huh?
Oh, Mars. Talking about Mars.
Yeah, I'll send you another one. This is another interesting story, though. Mm. Yeah, so at Byron, there was this lady, Diana. She's going to, she's listed to go to Mars. She could get cut. I don't think she will because she's bloody amazing.
Yeah.
On a one-way trip in 2020. So I think it's 2020.
That's next year.
She's going to one-way trip.
Surely that's not outrageous. Next year. They're going to Mars next year?
Yeah. It's happening soon. Jules was blown away by her as well.
And so years ago I worked on radio in Shepparton and there was a guy from the local area who was on the short list, but so far down, like now this woman's made it way down the list.
Mm-hmm. So you know what they pick the astronauts? It's authenticity, adaptability.
Instagram following.
Oh, man. I'm going to message her and ask her what it is because
there's another video. Mate, you're going to be our full-time social media manager soon with the amount of video content. Thanks so much. I mean, what Mr. 97 said, I think that like we're in awe at the fact that you've been able to go through all of this and actually do it in a way that feels very true to you, and that's all you can really do, isn't it?
Thanks, Josh. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. It's a Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you want to email us, if you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, review on Apple Podcasts. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.
See ya.